countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Anyway, Brenda Dunhugh, good morning to you.
Good morning, Damien. And I've always a lovely welcome for you as well. You're doing good today.
And especially this weather, because this week I've seen a big change. Driving to Carlow yesterday, I could see the trees changing colour. Getting up this morning, it's that little bit colder and darker. And for, you know, we're entering the winter now and, you know, with all the problems that we have, for a lot of people, an escape obviously is, you know, if you're into sport, you play with the local club or whatever, or you go to the pub or you go out for a meal. But for an awful lot of people in rural Ireland, in the cities, but also throughout rural Ireland, amateur dramatics is massive. And there's an awful lot of societies dotted all around the country. And it culminates, of course, with the All-Ireland final being in Athlone every May. This year it was cancelled like everything else. And more bad news this week, Brandy, you've been finding out.
Yeah, I have. Well, it's interesting because today, Damien, as you know, is World Mental Health Day. Mm-hmm. And I think what you just touched on there with kind of the rural communities, but it doesn't matter where you are, if you're involved in a drama group, a panto troupe, whatever. You know, those small relationships with others in your neighbourhood and community, they're very important to our well-being and our happiness. And you don't need me to tell you that this pandemic has made it really difficult to keep in touch. But you talked about the RTE All-Ireland Drama Festival there, cancelled in May of this year. And this week they heard the news that the festival won't go ahead in 2021. Now, it's very hard and it's a lot to come to terms with for all those. I mean, you were talking about hundreds of drama groups all around the country, between the one-act festivals, the three-act festivals. It is the pinnacle. You're rehearsing three nights a week, then you're maybe doing it at the weekend, you're doing the set. I mean, I love it. I've done pantos for years. That there's nothing like that moment when another opening, another show, and you're on stage. It is a wonderful, exciting thing to be part of, even if the crowd don't like it, but even going to the shows themselves. So it's very difficult for people and very hard to come to terms with it, even though people are being innovative about how they try and keep those connections going. But anyway, I went to Athlone and I met Regina Bushnell. And Regina is the festival director for the RTE All-Ireland Drama Festival. And I called to see her. And bear in mind, we just heard the news that the festival for 2021 wasn't going to go ahead as it would normally. And straight away, she'd something she wanted to show me.
Wait till I show you what I have here.
It's a box.
It is a big box and it is so heavy. It actually takes two people to lift this box.
Wow.
You just opened the door. It is the pride and joy of the theatre groups who get their hands on it. And right now, it should be sitting maybe in a theatre someplace or in a hallway so that it can be displayed. Isn't it absolutely beautiful? It is the RTE All-Ireland Drama Festival trophy. It's sitting here in my home since the festival was cancelled. And so much work goes on in the groups that the group that wins this deserves it and deserves to have it on show.
Are you a little bit emotional, Regina?
I am a little bit emotional looking at it because, you know, I mean, it is such a wonderful time. Drama has meant so much to me in my life. I suppose to see it cancelled like this is just, it's a huge blow. It's part of the culture of Athlone. It's part of the heritage of Athlone. It's part of the culture and heritage of drama all over the country. And yeah, I am a bit emotional looking at it and saying, okay, right. And I suppose even more so because I can say now, there will be no circuit. It has been officially cancelled. The festival as we've known it over the last 67 years is not going to happen It hasn't happened in 2020 and it's not going to happen in 2021. And that makes me really sad. It really does make me sad and emotional, you know.
Well, Regina, I'm not immune from a bit of drama myself on many levels, and I have been to Athlone to the All-Ireland Drama Festival, and I know it's about the quality of the play, but really it's about the socialisation.
Absolutely. There are so many people where the drama group in their community is the most important thing to them. Our evenings are getting darker and it would give you something to put on your lipstick for me, or maybe me high heels.
Because I love
for
high
the boys.
Heels. Let's not be.
Yeah, not the boys. And it would be looking at how you just get out to meet people. you know, discuss what's going on in the community, but to take part in the whole thing of putting on that production. And when that production goes on stage and the communities who go to the theatre come in and look at it, like, it just comes alive. The whole thing just comes alive. My drama friends have been part of my most of my whole life since my teens. And it's the same for a lot of people. And people move maybe from town to town, and the thing that they will do is go to the nearest drama group and get involved there. So it gets them to know people in their communities and gets them out. And like, you're looking at ordinary people who go to work, some of them who are in their 70s and 80s and would still be there and are still involved in drama, because you can be.
Regina, before you put the trophy back in the box, I think it needs a bit of a clean and a polish there.
I think that's a very good idea. We'll give it a little polish and hopefully it'll be in somebody else's theatre or somebody else's home by this time next year.
Ah, Damien, that is Regina Bushell there, the festival director with the RTÉ All-Ireland Drama Festival. And she said to me that the committee are currently working on plans with the Amateur Drama Council of Ireland to see what is possible in 2021. What can they do to keep people together? But I really want to get a sense of what it's like to be a fully committed member of a drama group and how this pandemic is impacting on them. So I went and I visited a lovely gentleman and his wife, Jimmy and Mary Grace. They live in Bracken and County Offaly. Jimmy, since 1983, is a member of the Prosperous Dramatic Society. He loves it and he's missing it so much. And I know that in Prosperous, they're trying to figure out at the moment, can they do a traditional pantomime on Meets or on Zoom? But I was chatting to Jimmy and he began by telling me how he's putting in the long hours now that he doesn't have the drama to keep him occupied in these dark evenings.
It's an awful vacuum and it's looking around into how to fill the vacuum. I've been reduced to doing jigsaws. That's how bad it is. And, I have the newspapers read from cover to cover and spending a fortune on newspapers. It's the lack of mental stimulation. The drama does that. While I wouldn't be the best actor in the world, the drama is a great mental stimulation. It makes you see things that you otherwise maybe be too lazy to look at. I'm going to miss it like hell. We just have to make the best of it.
What are you missing at the moment?
I'm missing the camaraderie, the people, the crack, the company. My good lady here, wife, is keeping me sane at the moment. Only for her I'd be lost.
Now, you brought up your good wife, Mary. You're with us here. Mary, what's it been like having him at home all the time?
Well, it's very, very different, Brenda, to say the least of it. He absolutely loves the drama. And from September to May, I hardly ever see him. He's gone practically all week and certainly most of the weekends. He's missing the drama dreadfully. I know he is. To be honest, I don't think either of us are looking forward to the dark evenings and the long winter, because there's nothing to replace the drama for him. You can only do so much reading. There's only so many books and there are only so many things on the telly that you can watch. So, yeah, it's going to be a long winter.
Thank you, Mary. She's all right, isn't she?
She'll do. I won't get another one that good so handy.
Yeah. Oh. If you look ahead a couple of months and you've had, say, no rehearsals, no show, no oil paint, how will that make you feel?
Quite bereft in some respects. We're going to have no show for quite some time. It could be a year before we have a show, because it's the social distancing that's killing it. I tell you, it knocks the love scenes out of the park anyway. Although I'm a bit old for those.
Never say that. You've been involved in over 20 productions, yeah, with Prosperous Drama Group. That's amazing. Mm. Do you have a favourite, by the way?
Well, personally, it was we did Juno on the Peacock here in 2013. And I played Captain Boyle and it was my favourite part. It was the part of a lifetime and I loved every moment of it. And the only regret I had is we only got to do 5 shows.
Oh, I know you've the script there. Will you give me a little blast of Captain Boyle?
We'll have a little look at this. What is the star speech? Often and often when I was fixed at the wheel with a marlin spike and the winds blowing fierce and the waves lashing and lashing till you think that every minute was going to be your last. And it blowed and it blowed. Blue is the right word, Joxer, but blowed is what the sailors use. And as it blowed and blowed, I often looked up at the sky and asked myself the question, what is the stars? What is the stars?
Jimmy, I was with you there. Thank you.
It's just great.
Oh,
that's just great.
Yeah, Jimmy Grace, Captain Boyle, Ploughing the Stars, nothing like it. To everybody, I suppose, in the amateur drama circuit, you know, the best of luck. And if you're involved in your local community and you've come up with, I suppose, an innovative way, a great way to keep in touch with each other during COVID, please let us know, countrywide@rte.ie or Twitter at RTE Countrywide. We would love to hear about it. We'll talk about it. We'll do what we can. I might come down and visit you. And I just want to say before I go that Jimmy Grace there, it's not a roundy birthday he's having today, but it is his birthday. So happy birthday, Jimmy Grace.
Happy birthday, Jimmy Grace, from all of us here on Countrywide. And